Good afternoon. Closing markets on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan, visiting with Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, we saw a grain market today. This went nowhere fast, is what it seems like.
Yeah, pretty quiet day, Randy. And you look at the markets, very close to unchanged for most of the session. You look at the corn market this week, and it's basically been a sideways trade. Tomorrow's report, they are expecting a slight drop in the numbers, and we'll see what USDA has to say. And harvest has also started. Same thing for the soybeans. Again, we certainly sold off yesterday, recovered some of those losses today. But the trade is expecting some slightly larger numbers in tomorrow's report. And then you look at the wheat complex. Again, lower yields in Russia, dry conditions in the Black Sea and the U.S. For that winter wheat planting. But in tomorrow's report, again, we do have, I don't expect any significant news, again, with the small grain summary coming out here at the end of the month.
What number do we watch first?
You know, I'm kind of interested in looking, I guess, at those corn numbers. Again, you look at the crop condition ratings. They did not drop this week for soybeans. Most traders thought that they would. But I think corn, again, after last month's report, looking at those PP acres and, again, the drowned out acres, maybe not all being accounted for yet. We'll see what USDA comes out with and what they have to say tomorrow.
Livestock side, what's going on there?
Well, the live cattle is certainly lower this morning. The feeders were lower with, again, the live cattle being down. The sell-off in the stock market with heavy pressure this morning certainly added some weakness to the live cattle. But they came back, and we're trading with some pretty decent gains here into the afternoon. You know, the cash market, again, futures are at a discount to the cash, and you look at the lean hogs, too, a big jump in the weekly weights, but they were firm today as well.
All right. Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network. December wheat in Minneapolis is trading, settling 6.5 cents higher, 6.16 and a half. Chicago December wheat up 5 at 5.79 and a quarter. Kansas City up 4 and a quarter, 5.88 and a quarter. December corn up a half, 4.04 and three quarters. March up a quarter at 4.23 and a half. November soybeans 3 and a quarter higher, $10.50. January up 3 and three quarter, 10.19. November canola down 70 cents a metric ton at 569.30 Canadian. October live cattle up 62 cents. The October feeder cattle, $2.10 higher. October hogs, $1.20 higher. This is the Red River Farm Network.